I'm Kate Sorensen. I'm a defendant of the Republican National Convention arrests. I have felony charges, and I'm a member of ACT UP Philadelphia, which is the AIDS Coalition to Unleash Power.
My name is Bill Beckler. I am charged with felonies in Philadelphia as well. I was part of the legal team during the Republican National Convention, and I am on my way to becoming a public interest lawyer. I just passed the bar, and I'm waiting to see how this felony case turns out before I can go on with my career.
I would ask you both, first of all, you, Bill, to talk about the charges against you, and what do you think motivated the charges? Describe what you're up against first.
I was arrested during the Republican National Convention and charged with attacking two police officers and charged with aggravated assault on both of them. Since then, my charges have been reduced somewhat to simply a charge of riot. And I'm possibly looking at 5 to 10 years in jail if found guilty. And police officers are continuing to testify that I attacked them during the Republican National Convention. In terms of the motivation of the police officers who are alleging these things, I think that they feel some pressure to create, to sort of get some blood for all the violence that they created during the convention. I mean, they beat myself up, but they beat up many other people. There are thousands of injuries resulting from the convention demonstrations. And if there isn't some crimes to show for, they're going to look really bad when civil lawsuits start raining down after these criminal cases are over. So I think that's why they're pursuing these prosecutions so much.
And Kate, you were on the street with a cell phone, mm-hmm. much as John Sellers was from Ruckus Society when you got arrested, and you had $1 million bond initially, which was later reduced. Tell us again, as Bill did, what were the circumstances of the arrest and again, the motivation you're thinking is behind it?
The circumstances of the arrest was I was heading toward a legal Mumia rally. I was reporting what I had seen happen at a particular police standoff to the Independent Media Center, who was then reporting stuff out to the corporate media, when a police officer came up and told me that I had that he was arresting me, and I said, you're kidding. And he said, yeah, you've done too much. And I said, okay. And then they took me to a corner where they brought a van and then took me to the roundhouse. The motivation, I have no idea. There's no real clear motivation in the arresting officer's testimony. I can only project that the three people who were arrested as alleged ringleaders are John Sellers, Terrence McGuckin, and myself. John Sellers is the director of the Ruckus Society, that's a group that does activist camps, and they teach nonviolent civil disobedience. And Terrence and I are graduates of Ruckus, and we're also members of ACT UP Philadelphia, which is a very strong direct action grassroots group in Philly. Both Terrence and I are pretty vocal about the globalization movement prior to A16 and up to August 1st.
Do you have the feeling that you were on a list of some kind, or was it that they were tapping your phone or in other ways following your activities and maybe any coordinating role you played in the civil disobedience action? I mean, specifically in your case, it seems like they picked you out of a crowd there, and you know, as opposed to your case where you were in the middle of a melee, right?
There's a in one of the search warrants for when they entered the puppet warehouse, it mentioned that the police used a particular report from a private investigator, a right wing that's out of a right wing think tank. The report's called the Malden Report. So we got a hold of the Malden Report on Seattle and on the IMF protest in D.C. and the Philly protest. The report came out like 24 hours before the arrests. The Philly protest mentions my name specifically, and the D.C. one mentions Ruckus and ACT UP. So So yeah, they had something that gave them my name.
As far as cooperation by police departments and the federal police authorities, what do you think is going on there? Does it seem to you, having been in the eye of this storm, that there is indeed a coordination afoot to arrest leaders of this new and growing social justice movement?
One thing I wanted to point out when Bill was talking is that as we're watching these trials go through, there's like 6 to 8 cops that are claiming that they've been assaulted. There's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of cops. They came from D.C., they came from New York for the RNC, and 6 of them are claiming that all of these people beat them up. There's several cops that went from one place to the next and claim that, you know, they've been beat up 6 times. These are huge guys with big flak jackets and helmets. And these protesters are, like, kind of skinny, and they're vegans, and they're 20, you know? It's just, like, ridiculous.
Yeah, well, any comment on the idea of federal local police coordination to crack down and make life difficult for this movement?
Well, heading into August 1st, we had no realized the extent of federal and local coordination there was, but now we realize that it's amazing. There's discovery that has been given to us by the police officers in our cases that shows that the FBI has been trailing us for a long time. The state troopers who initiated the search warrants against the puppet warehouse were fed federal information from a right-wing think tank in Baltimore. And the tactics used by the police officers in Philadelphia, we found out later, reflect the tactics used in Seattle and D.C. so much that there has to be a centralized coordinating effort to make sure that they can shut down demonstrations. And it's coordinated not just on the national level. I believe it's coordinated on the international level. When people tried to enter Prague in Czechoslovakia to protest the IMF meetings that were happening there, the border guards in Czechoslovakia said that they had been given information by the FBI on people who were registered as having been arrested in Seattle and D.C. and in Philadelphia. So people arrested, when I was arrested, weren't allowed into a whole other country because of the coordination internationally against anti-globalization activists.
Just a question on what the police crackdown has done in terms of your own activism and your own view of your role in the movements in the future. Obviously, the police are doing this maybe to send a message, create a lesson, an object example of what will happen to activists if they continue in this regard. What's your feeling about, in your own case and for the movement as a whole, the effect of this police action and clampdown?
Well, honestly, I mean, this has been really scary. It's been really horrifying. I've never been so clear that I live in a police state in my life. That's not going to stop me from being an activist or standing up for human rights or working for social change. And I think I'm really proud and amazed to be in a movement where, you know, I grew up in the 80s when nobody did anything. Was around during the first George Bush when it was horrible and all my friends were dying of AIDS and nobody cared. So I'm going to keep working.
And you, Bill?
Well, I just graduated from law school, and a month ago I found out I passed the bar exam in New York State. And right now I would be a kicking public interest lawyer working for the rights of poor people, but instead I'm facing felony charges and I haven't been sworn in as a lawyer yet because of my ongoing case. This has completely shut down my entire aims to be a public interest lawyer in the short term. And it, I think, has sent a message to everyone that if you try to assist activists, especially people in the legal community, you could find yourself in jail as well. No one is safe. Everyone who wants to support people who are fighting for justice have to face the potential of perjured testimony and amazingly extreme charges in court. So I think it does have a very serious effect on my life.
In closing, maybe you could say how people can assist, how they can aid in supporting your cases as well as the other cases that are pending in Philadelphia courts. And how's your family been taking this? I guess is a point B of that question.
My mom has been amazing. You know, I'm 38, and my mom has been, she worked so hard to find me in the system, and she cried for 3 days, and she was really there and supported me, and I feel like you know, she's like, my baby! And you just, you forget that you're somebody's baby until they go to bat for you. And so that's the mom part.
How can people support you?
Oh, how can other people support me? Well, first of all, people can send money to R2K Legal in Philadelphia, and they can make their checks out to Philadelphia Direct Action Group. They can check, if they want to know an address, they can check the R2K webpage, which is r2kphilly.org, and find out where to send checks. They can make sure that their cities, wherever they live, understand that they don't want big global summits in their city.
When my family found out that I was arrested and in jail, they worked very hard. They had to scramble a good chunk of $60,000 together to bail me out of jail. And they did that after a week's work. But my parents were very upset that I did get arrested. They had seen on the news, like most of the public, that there was violence in Philadelphia, and they assumed that if I was arrested, I was probably part of those violent encounters. And I didn't tell them I wasn't part of those violent encounters because, in fact, I was part of a violent encounter, and the violence was violence by police officers. And it's taken me a long time to convince my parents that all of these charges are actually a result of a massive cover-up of police violence during demonstrations. And they're finally coming around as they've met my reasonable friends, and they realize that I don't hang out with a bunch of violent lunatics bent on beating up police officers who've come out to work during demonstrations. As for helping us, if you need advice and if you need a way to give support, check out our webpage, www.r2kphilly.org, and you'll find out where to send money, how to contact us and call us in order to set up a defendant to speak in your town, or how to set up a fundraiser in your town. Please do that.
Thank you, guys.